Yeah, that'll do it. So, I it was in Vegas when I put it in, and then it automatically kicked it to six. So, okay, welcome everybody. We have our special meeting. It is Monday, January 6th, and our special meeting of the Iron County School District Board of Education. We will go ahead and call this meeting to order at this time, and we will begin with a prayer or thought by Mr. Roy Matthews, after which Janet Stubbs will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear Heavenly Father, as we humbly come before thee at the beginning of the school board meeting, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to serve the residents here in Iron County. We're grateful for the youth in our communities and for the blessing they are to us, the wonderful spirits that they are, the great minds that they have. Help us to foster them and help them grow and develop as young adults. We're grateful for the opportunity again to meet today. We ask the Spirit to be with us as we go through this meeting, and we say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you both for that. Okay, we are excited. We have new board members, and so we will go ahead and turn the time over to Todd for the swearing in of our new board members and the oath of office.
Okay, if we could get Mr. Taylor and Mr. Eddy to stand, please. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Tyrell Eddy.
Having been elected to the office of Iron County School Board.
Having been elected to the office of Iron County School Board.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you and welcome to our newest board members. We're excited to have you on the board and look forward to the upcoming years working with you. Okay, at this time, we also have the opportunity to go through the election of new board leadership. And as we go through this process, I will turn the time over to Superintendent.
Okay, yeah, great. In board docs, you can see that we have listed two different options. These are not the only options of ways that you could go about this. There could be a combination of both or or something just unique that the board would like to do. However, we thought it would be helpful to provide a couple of options for the board to consider. The first one is a very basic process, and it's very familiar to the board because this is how we conduct all of our business, is just the basic Roberts rules. And in this one, you would start out with the chair asking for nominations. Board members can nominate themselves or they can nominate other board members. Each nomination would be listed by the board chair in order of their nomination. And the chair then would ask for a motion from the board for the person who is nominated first. And then the board would vote just like they always do following Robert's rules. There would need to be a second. If there was no second, that motion would fail. and a new motion would be brought forward. And this process would continue until someone received the required four votes. We would start with president, and then we'd repeat that same exact process for vice president. The other process is a little bit different. This is the one that the board chose to use the last time we went through the election of board leadership. And this process starts the same way, with the chair asking for nominations. Each nominee is given 3 minutes or whatever the board decides to speak. By the way, that could also happen in the other option as well. It would probably need to happen, I don't know. And then each nominee would be given that time. In this one, we would use ballots, and we do have them prepared. Yellow for president, blue for vice president. And in this one, after the nominations are listed, you would just know that you can't obviously select anyone who was not nominated. But we would hand this out, and you would vote. We would collect those, and the way we have it listed here, you would need to put your name at the top of the ballot for grandma request purposes. We have to be able to provide that if that's requested. The board members would vote for one person on the ballot. The votes from the ballots are then counted by the business administrator, Mr. Hess, and a volunteer citizen who's attending. So someone would get that lucky job of helping to count those ballots.
And if none of them volunteer, then a voluntold citizen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. If necessary, there could be elimination rounds of ballot voting, which would continue with the lowest vote recipient being eliminated each round. So, for example, if there were four people nominated and none of them got four votes, maybe two of them got two votes and the other two got one vote, something like that. So the bottom two could be dropped out, leaving the other two left in the running. So we could do it through different rounds like that. So this process would be repeated until someone received the required four votes. Hopefully that.
Okay, does that make sense to everybody? We've got two options. We can do it the way we do standard. That will be the quickest way to go through. I know there's some board members that are nervous of time. Or we can do the ballot option as well. Is there a preference across the board what direction we go?
We did the second process last time.
Uh-huh. Is that the preference? Okay. That sounds good. Will you quickly, just with that process again, so we still have to have a nomination.
Yes.
For president.
The chair would ask for nominations and receive those. Those don't necessarily have to be written in order because their names are all on here.
Okay.
And then we would hand out the ballots. Of course, there would be opportunity for them to speak, and then we'd hand out the ballots.
Okay, and so we'll do the president first, right?
Yes.
And then the vice president second. Okay, so at this time, we'll open it up for nominations for president.
I nominate Ben Johnson as president of the Iron County School Board.
Second.
Okay, it's been nominated and seconded for Ben Johnson as president of Iron County School Board. Additional nominations.
I would like to nominate Michelle Tolis as president.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been nominated and seconded for Michelle Tolis as president. Any other nominations? Okay, at this time we will close nominations and open it up for comments from those that were nominated. Do you want to go first? Okay, Ben Johnson, nominated for president. Reality is I don't have an agenda. Oh, are you timing the 3 minutes? Okay, because I will go over. No. Yes. I do not have an agenda necessarily as president. You know that I am very adamant about Parowan and make sure Parowan gets a voice in things, and I'll always, you know, push those things forward. My goal, my objective being president is to make sure that we have meetings where the public are heard, where we have the opportunity for decorum in our meetings, and to be able to move them along in a manner that is proper for us to be able to function. I'm also very aware and always have an ear towards the school district. I want to hear what you guys are concerned with, what you guys have to say. And so that's, as president, if I'm doing what, you guys know what I do as president. If that's what you want to have, then yeah, I'm happy to do it. If not, I am happy to support Michelle.
Thanks, Ben. Didn't expect that, Tyrell. Thank you. So I did have some remarks prepared in the event I was nominated for re-election of vice president. So I'll just kind of go over and read those. So in my time so far as vice president, which has actually only been about 6 months, it's been fun to be able to collaborate with Ben in the president role as well as the district leadership. I've enjoyed my time being able to spend with them and thoughtfully set the agendas for the meetings. For me, leadership is not about just making decisions, about listening and learning and leading by example, which I feel that I do well. In my other roles that I serve in the community, I currently serve as the chairman of the board for Lyon County Planning Commission, which I think lends well to being able to run meetings and such in the event that happens. And also a founding and current board member of the Iron Leaders Academy, which is led by SUU. I've really enjoyed learning about all the things in the community and having the ability to lead our community leaders. So in that aspect, I believe I bring a steady hand and a clear mind to that position, remain calm under pressure, and access challenges objectively and respond. So that would, that's all I think I have to say. Okay.
Okay, thank you. We will now go ahead and hand out the ballots.
Is there any chance for us to have any remarks as board members?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if you guys want to have discussion or remarks.
I just had one thing I would like to say. I realize it's a little odd. I just get on here and I nominate Michelle. But for me personally, that reason was founded in months of watching board meetings online and attending them in person. And when I found out that I would, when John Whitaker called me to tell me that my opponent had dropped out and I knew that I would be serving on this board, for me personally, it became very important to start studying all the literature, our handbook, Robert's Rules, those types of things. And so I just want to share, I had AI give me a breakdown of Robert's Rules of Orders when relating to the person that chairs our meetings. And this is what it came back and said. It says, under Robert's Rules of Order, the impartiality of the chair or presiding officer is a critical principle to ensure fair and effective meetings. The chair is expected to act as a neutral facilitator rather than an active participant in debates and decision-making. Here's how impartiality is maintained. The role or chair needs to remain neutral. The chair does not express personal opinions or take sides in discussion. Limited participation. If the chair wishes to speak in favor or against a motion, they must temporarily relinquish the chair to a neutral party until the matter is resolved. Voting. The chair generally votes only in cases where the vote would break a tie, create a tie, or impact a supermajority requirement. Managing the meeting. The chair ensures that all members have equal opportunity to speak and that the rules are applied consistently. avoiding bias, decisions about recognizing speakers, ruling on points of order, or handling amendments must be based on the rules, not personal preferences. The other thing I wanted to share was that when we were up at our meeting last month as new board members, we went into one of our breakout sessions, and there was an attorney there. He was actually an attorney, I think they said, for two school boards, and then he was being made into a judge. And one of the questions I personally had is, our handbook says that we're governed by Robert's rules. And so I asked him, I said, if we formally adopt Robert's rules, are they legally binding? And he said, absolutely. So for me, then it became very important that we are adhering to Robert's rules as much as possible. And just as I have set in these meetings, not anything against anyone on the board, I feel that Michelle has a demeanor that really highlights that. I think that she is always just listening and very thoughtful. And so that's where that whole idea of nominating her came from. So I just wanted to share that with you all.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Okay, go ahead and fill out your ballots. Put your name, make sure you put your name on the top, and then vote for one for president.
All right, so the results of the vote were 4 votes for Ben Johnson and 3 votes for Michelle Tullis.
Okay, thank you. With the votes, Ben Johnson will be school board president. We will now open up nominations for school board vice president.
I'll nominate Michelle Tullis as vice president.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been nominated and seconded for Michelle Tullis as vice president. Additional nominations. Okay, where we only have one for vice president, I will open it up for comments. And you get the opportunity to give a speech again if you would like to.
Ditto from before.
Okay, if you're good with that, we'll go ahead and I guess we can in favor
there
of Michelle Tullis as vice president, state aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, a motion carries. Michelle Tullis is our vice president. Okay. With that, are there any additional items from board members? Any additional discussion? Anything from board members? Okay, thank you so much for your time. I'm excited for the new board members on the board, excited to work with everybody, excited to keep this thing moving forward. And we did get finished before 5:30, so you're welcome. We will go ahead and adjourn this meeting. What's that? Yeah.